Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Mafia, to be honest with you, the 76ers tonight proved to me how they'll never win anything. I don't care if they have James Harden or Jesus Christ. I mean, honestly, how in God's name do you lose at home 135-87 to the Boston Celtics? I mean, the Boston Celtics have won 9 in a row, and they had a big night. There's no doubt they had a big night. Tatum and Brown, 29 for Brown, 28 for Tatum. Tatum hit 4 threes, Brown 5 threes. They had more than that. By the way, they got Daniel Tice back in a trade at the deadline. They gave up Schroeder to Houston or whatever and got Tice back. I think that's a huge get for them. I think that Boston's playing some great basketball right now. And I said on the Coast to Coast today on Sports Grid TV that, look, I understand that people are buying into Boston. I get it. I made fun of Perkins. The guy's, he's a former Celtic. I mean, the guy's entire existence on this earth is because he played for the Celtics, right? I mean, let's face facts. So he won because he played with Kevin Garnett, right? Fair enough. So here's the deal. I'm still not buying that team in the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm not. Not yet. I mean, I got to see more. 9 in a row, great. Congratulations. But I have never once felt at any point of the season that they were legitimate. Like real legitimacy. Like, they, you know, they're going to win the East. I never once thought that. They're in the sixth spot right now. They've won 9 in a row. Congratulations. They're one game under 500 on the road. They're 10 games over 500 at home. They're hot. They've won 9 in a row. 9 of 10, 9 straight. That's why they're in this position. But they beat Philly, who's in the 5 spot. I do not feel at all that they're better than A, Miami, B, Milwaukee, C, Brooklyn. And Brooklyn's in the 8 spot after losing 11 in a row, then finally winning a game. I mean, listen, I won't deny they're 9 games over 500. Congratulations. I think, you know, I think they could beat Cleveland in a series. I know Cleveland's 35-23. Cleveland's in the 4 spot. I think the Boston Celtics can beat them. Fair enough? I believe that. Do I think they could have problems with Toronto, Brooklyn, Charlotte? I think the Boston could beat Atlanta. I think they can beat Charlotte. I think Toronto can give them problems. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Pharrell on a Bench. So I just, Mafia, do you really, I mean, honestly, 9 in a row, everybody's buying the Celtics now. They're the flavor of the month. They've won 9 in a row, so everybody thinks the Celtics now are going to come out of the East. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I mean, at the end of the day, it boils down to this. Can they beat Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Chicago, or Miami?
I mean, the big thing for, of course, Miami and Brooklyn of whether or not they could beat them will be what their health is, who they have on the court, because both those teams have been, you know, riddled with injuries at times to their star players. And, of course, we still have to see what's going to be with Kyrie, if he's going to be able to play, you know, if these mask mandates and vaccine things are going to be lifted, or if he's going to be stuck on the sidelines unless they're on the road. But, I mean, I don't think they're – if those teams are healthy, if those teams are at their best, no, I don't put them over them, because while they've had a great run here and – it's been amazing to see they've won like the last 3 road games by over 30 points, which is even more impressive than just that, you know, winning streak in itself. That you could do that on the road on other people's buildings is really impressive. But I just don't know if they have the depth when it comes push them to shove 7 game series game playing against each other, especially, you know, with guys who haven't proven it before and a rookie head coach.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't deny that they're playing great ball. And I just think it's intriguing for everybody to see, you know, a team get that hot here at this point of the season. There's really essentially 25 games left in the season and then the playoffs. So, look, we'll talk more about what the Nets can do with Kyrie or without him.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
How about this? Wisconsin just took the lead in this game. This guy, Davis, is such a stud. He just scored to give him the lead and the foul. And he's going to the line. They're up 70-69 with a minute left. Now, did I not tell you, did I not just say to you, like three minutes ago, when it was 4 minutes left, I said, oh, this game's not over yet. They could lose this game. All they do is lose to good teams. That's it. They suck. They're just not that good. I told you. They're not even that good. Like, they'll be lucky if they even make the effing tournament because they're so average. This whole game, you've got them by the throat. You've got to win this game. Now, if they win, congratulations. I hope they do. But they don't. They don't win. Like, they just missed a 3. Now Wisconsin's got the ball. Of travel, so they're going to get it back with 34 seconds left. They can't knock down a shot. They got nobody to knock down a shot. Meanwhile, they got Trace Jackson, whatever. He's an NBA talent. He's going to the NBA, and they just don't even give him the ball. He's got to be the guy that shoots the shot. He's got to be the guy that wins this game. Give him the ball. Let him go to work and get fouled in the block because they're going to foul him. He is too strong, and they have to try to stop him. And they're going to foul him, and he's going to go to the line, and he can win the game. That's what I would do right now. If Woodson doesn't know to give that guy the ball, then they deserve to lose because they don't have one other guy that can do anything. Not one. Now, let me talk about the Nets for a second. Mafia mentioned, you know, they're never healthy. They never play together, the big three. Well, the big three are gone. So it's over. Harden left. It's over. He's in for Philadelphia now. Goodbye. See you later. And I'm telling you, tonight, all I need to know is tonight. Just take a look at the beating. Take a look at the KY jelly shot they took tonight. And that's all you need to know, that they're not winning anything. When you lose by that much at home in a game against, you know, one of your rivals, what do you think Boston's going to do to them in a series? They absolutely raped them. I mean, come on, Mafia. They raped them. I mean, 135-87. I mean, that is flat out embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Now, I'll give you this. Embiid had his worst game tonight, 19 points. And he never shot 3 of 9 from the floor. That's your problem. This guy's got to shoot the ball way more than that. He's been having 40-point games lately. And they shot 28% from the field, 25% from downtown. Game over. You lose. Now, Indiana shoots a 3. Brick. Game over. I mean, game over. And once again, it is beyond reproach that I have to sit here and watch this crap team with some brick-laying 3 from outside, and even Woodson pulls the kid over. Like, what are you doing? He's like, get over here. He's like, get over here. Sit down. Because you suck. How in God's name, Mafia, do you not go through this kid, Trayce Jackson? How do you not go through him? How do you not give him the ball when you are down, when you're down 2 with you know, 20 seconds left? How do you not give him the ball? I mean, they gave it to him. He kicked it back out to the perimeter, and this kid shoots a 30-foot 3, brick. And now, you know, the kid's at the line. Davis, he's going to hit the second. They're up 3. Now it's 72-69. Now they have to shoot a 3. And the problem is they don't have anyone that can shoot one. They call a timeout with 19 seconds left. Indiana does not have anyone that can nail a shot under pressure from 3. I mean, this game's over. It's over. You know they're going to miss it. How do you not go through that 7-foot big who's their only player? He's the best player. He's going to the NBA. After this season, he's leaving. He should have never come back. He should have gone pro last year. And then you don't give him the pill late in a game when you just blew the lead? I mean, Davis took the game over, and Davison, and they won the game. I mean, like, I already seen the outcome of this. And let me tell you what else. I bet on Wisconsin today, and, you know, I mean, everybody knows it. You go on PharrellOnTheBench.com, you'll know real quick. I got Wisconsin +3.5. I already hit this bet. They're up 3, and I got 3.5. They're up 6.5 in my world. I mean, honestly, it really is embarrassing.
I mean, if you're going to be this,
is embarrassing.
If you got that kind of talent, if you're going to be this kind of, you know, player that's going to go to the next level, you got to want that ball. It's one thing, you know, when they're coming at you. I know certain situations you can't force it, and you got to let your teammates do their thing. But you can't do it there. You got to take it. You got to bowl through, guys. You got to make it happen.
He's got to. You're right. Demand the rock, and then when he got it, he kicked it back out to the 3, to the top of the perimeter. And the bottom line is that he needed to dribble and turn around and get fouled and go to the 10 and get fouled. He didn't do that, and they're going to lose. Stewart, a bomb 3, brick, all air ball, Wisconsin rip, rebound, game over. I mean, that was the worst shot I've ever seen, and Woodson knows it. It was such a brick. What a brick. And now Davis goes to the line, and he's going to hit both. They're going to win by 5. That's that. That's that. Game over. And I mean to tell you, Woodson, a nice job there. You know what you need to do? Draw up a better play where the kid shoots a 45-foot brick, air ball. I mean, I'm surprised it even hit the backboard. I really am. I'm surprised it even hit the backboard. Nice choke, Indiana. Nice choke tonight. Up 5. 4 minutes left, you still lose the game. It's because Wisconsin's a real team, a ranked, legit team. And then how about these announcers saying it was going to be a trophy win for Indiana with 4 minutes left? Trophy win. Wrong. 74-69 final. Change the channel. I told you, Indiana sucks. I've been saying it all night. Said it all day today on TV. They suck. They just don't matter. In fact, I got to tell you, I got to be honest. To me, they just fell out of the NCAA tournament. I mean, they're first four out. Because they suck. And that's all there is to it. Now, let me get back to the Nets. The Nets, Mafia said they'd never play together. Look, I'm telling you, if Kyrie Irving doesn't play home games in from this point forward, 25 games and the playoffs, obviously it's going to have some impact on this team without a doubt. But I truly believe that the way Seth Curry can shoot, and now they didn't trade Claxton. They have Drummond and Claxton. So they have two bigs, and they have Aldridge, who can mid-range knock down still with the best of anyone in the league. And they have, coming back, Slim Reaper, Durant. He's coming back. And I honestly believe that with Simmons, and I'm going to say it, I'm telling you, he is the best defender on the team already, and he hasn't played one game. He is a full-court, great defender. And the best, he is one of all NBA defense. He's as good as they get on the perimeter. He will shut down anyone. He can guard 1 through 5. He's 6'10". Okay? He can stop anybody. And I'm telling you, he can go north and south and dunk with the best of them. He's high speed. I mean, bullet speed, like the Acela train speed. And he goes up and down the court and dunks. I don't want him shooting threes. I don't want him shooting mid-range. I don't want him doing anything. I want him dunking only and passing and defending. And if they do that with him and what they already have, Brown, Patty Mills, they get Harris back soon. I'm telling you, they can win without Kyrie Irving. I mean, they won without Kyrie Irving. He never played up until a month ago, and they won without him. And they had the best road record in the NBA without him. So I'm telling you, they can win without him, and they're going to win without him. Brooklyn's in that low spot right now in the East. They're going to be one of the most dangerous teams in the playoffs, sure as I'm sitting here. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, Pharrell, I'm honest with you. I told you they were going to blow that game, Indiana, whatever. And then they did. They lost by 5. Anyway, and I think that, to me, that's it for them. I know everybody else says they still got 5 games left. They can make the tournament. No, they can't. They're going to get their ass beat in a few of those games, and that'll be it. Purdue's going to beat them. They're going to bend them over and spank them and call them Charlie when they play in West Lafayette the last game of the year on the 5th of March. Trust me, you. I mean, you want to make some money? Bet on Purdue against Indiana in West Lafayette at Mackey Arena on March 5th. And watch what happens. That's automatic. And I'll tell you another one. I think I already said it, but I'll say it again. Notre Dame will beat BC, and then they'll go to Winston-Salem and lose Saturday to Wake Forest. Wake Forest legit. And they gave Duke all kinds of problems tonight. Mafia, what do you think happened to Mike Krzyzewski? Do you think he's... I mean, that's not a good thing that he had to leave the game tonight sick. Like... I don't know. I get this horrible feeling about it. Like I have this like pit in my stomach type feeling of something's not right there. something, and I'm just guessing because I'm not, I don't know anything. I'm just saying, like, what the hell? Like, he's coaching a game, and then he had to leave the game, and he never came back, and that was it. What was he, you know, did he have an upset stomach? I don't know what he had. Like, does he have COVID? Unless I'm mistaken, I think he already had it. But I just, there's something not right about that scene tonight in Cameron Indoor where he left the game and never came back. Something's fishy. Nothing like, you know, there's no conspiracy here. Maybe he's sick. Maybe there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, they said that he,
that's why he's retiring.
Had dizziness at halftime. So after that, and so he stepped out at that point. They haven't given any other details, but just said that he felt dizziness. They said he's, you know, doing okay. That even the coach of Wake realized that he wasn't there in the second half, and waved down one of the assistants, and you know, this under 16 timeout, and they give him a thumbs up, like, you know, he's all right, just wasn't feeling good. So apparently it's nothing serious, they say, but we'll see if there's any other details that come out, you know, tomorrow and afterwards.
But it's not the first time it's happened to him.
No, it's, I mean, when you get that old, you know, things happen. You don't feel yourself all the time, and you know, who knows with everything going on. It's cold and flu season. Is the pandemic still around? There's plenty of factors that could have gone into this. So you don't want to jump to conclusions, but you definitely worry with someone that old that, you know, something more serious could be happening than just dizziness.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's not the first time he's had dizzy spells. It's not the first time. I mean, believe me, someone's going to say something about it tomorrow. Like, what's the deal with this guy now? Like, he's coaching games, he's getting dizzy, and he's leaving games. It's not the first time it's happened. I don't know. It just doesn't smell right to me. There's something going on with him health-wise. And they're saying, oh, it's no big deal, just a little dizzy. Well, actually, it is a big deal. Why is he dizzy? Like, who gets dizzy unless there's something wrong? You know, I got to tell you, my mother-in-law gets dizzy. She's 90. Okay, he's not 90. And, you know, I got to tell you, like, it just doesn't seem right to me. I don't know what, but all I know is I had Duke to win and Wake Forest. I even said today, like I said, they'd lose by a bucket, and they lost by a bucket. I mean, Wake Forest is legit. Do you think Wake Forest will beat Notre Dame on Saturday in Winston-Salem? Because, you know, we talked to Tom Noy today, and he thinks they're going to win against BC and against Wake on the road. I bet they lose that game on the road.
Yeah, as we've always said, you know, no matter what conference, it's always tougher to win on the road. So a team like Wake that's playing so good this year, has a great record, you know, just took Duke down to the wire. They've had some great games against, you know, a lot of these other teams. They have some, you know, iffy losses, but Syracuse was on the road. You know, Miami's a tough team, but they're still one of the best teams in the conference. And I think that's going to be a tough game for Notre Dame, you know, especially when you're focusing on the defensive side. And this isn't a Notre Dame team putting up a bunch of points. They've always had, you know, a good score or two that they can rely on. We talked to Noy, and he said, you know, this team it's about defense, it's about getting the stops. And then, you know, you find the points where you can, going on the road to Wake Forest, going on the road to anybody, but especially a good team like that, it's harder to find those points. And it's harder to get those stops. So I think it's going to be a very tough game for them against Wake. I think Wake does pull that one out.
A big win for Iowa State tonight at TCU. They beat them 54-51, and Butler stole that game in Chicago from DePaul. 73-71, Butler with the upset on the road at DePaul. Colorado blows out Oregon State. Arkansas blows out Missouri. New Mexico ended up beating Wyoming 75-66. So the big run that Wyoming's been on ends in Albuquerque. Wyoming's 21-4. They're no joke, I mean to tell you. And then going on right now, San Diego State handling their business. They're up 13 on Utah State with just under 12 minutes to go. And San Jose State and Nevada are underway 16 apiece in the first half in Reno. Mavi and I have been to Reno, where we did a tremendous job and packed the casino we were in, packed it. I forget the name of that place, but I know that we packed that place with like thousands of people every day we were there. It was the craziest scene ever. And remember, I'll never forget we had that like Remember we had like the VIP area by the stage and we had all those like, I don't know, escorts that showed up. Do you remember all those hot chicks that ended up showing up into that VIP area with us?
Yeah, I do remember that. We had that. We also had the table at the club with the waitresses showing up and partying with us. Wasn't it? It was the Grand Sierra, wasn't it, out there in Reno?
Yeah. The Grand Sierra. But listen, we partied so hard there, and we had so many women around us like Elvis that they literally never invited us back. I mean, we partied so hard there that they basically, I think we were too much for them. I honestly believe that we scared them. I mean, there was 8,000 people there every day for 4 days. That was the biggest show we ever did.
That was one of the coolest sports books we've ever been to, too, where they had like the glassed in area, you know, with the table where you could hang out with just your crew and a bunch of TVs there all around the outside of the big, of course, you know, major sports book where people had all the screens. It was sick. I loved that place. We had a great time watching the tournament there. And we had a lot of beers on tap. That probably didn't help us either.
Well, we partied hard there. And I mean to tell you, everything. We ate hard, drank hard, smoked hard. And had, I mean, listen, at the time, you weren't
married. You had your spa day.
And, I mean, it was there was just massive amounts of ass all over us. Chicks were just everywhere. It was crazy. I mean, we were covered in hot chicks. I don't even know what the hell happened there, but there were hot chicks everywhere all over us. And it was 4 days in a row of it. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we left on Sunday, if you remember. We were still watching games Sunday till the minute we left, and then we flew back from Reno to Denver to New York, and we had such a great time there. I mean, we rang up like a, you know, probably a $6,000 or $7,000 bill, and that's probably why they never had us back ever again. But I always thought the guy that ran that place loved us. I mean, I remember him. He was cool as hell, and he loved us. But, I mean, not only did they never have us back, he never talked to me again, ever. Meanwhile, I mean, I packed the place with probably, I think I packed the place with over 30,000 people in 4 days, and they made $1 million. I mean, that's it. I mean, we had 30,000 people in 4 days. And the place was overflowing with people, and they were all gambling their onions off and drinking and smoking fatties. The place was packed. When it's that crowded and everyone's gambling, all they do is lick their chops and make money. And then they never had us back. So in honor of that, I just wanted to say tonight, I'm going to put this out there. I think it's appropriate that I finally just say it. San Jose State leads Nevada 21-16, and I hope the Wolfpack never win another game ever. But I hope they lose every game they play from this day forward. They play in Reno. You wanna screw us over? Well, then screw you. You people. What do you mean, you people?
Well, if I remember right, Scott, I think the guy that brought us there, that loved us there, got promoted and ended up in Vegas because of probably that week and all the money we brought in. So I think that was the big problem, is that we did so well that guy got the bump out of Reno and we never got to go back.
Where is he now?
I think he was working in Vegas at another, you know, resort of that group just in Vegas. He got brought up to the big time.
Guy was great. What was his name? Chris something or something like that?
Yes, it was.
I remember that. I mean, that's a good sign for my Pharrellzheimers. I remember the guy was really cool, and I'm like, dude, you've never had anything like this happen to you. He's like, no, I haven't. But we had, I mean, there was debauchery, and my suite was the size of Nevada. It was unbelievable. Didn't we go to the spa and get massages too?
You did.
I remember that massage because at the end of it all, I just remember one thing. It was just the craziest thing ever, the amount of oil on my body.
It's a jungle out there. So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed. That's where we come in. Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
That's the only thing at all that I like about our music in the history of the show. Anyway, I just wanted to say tonight, Mafia, I don't know if you saw or not, but I actually reached out and said hi to my old friend, Ronnie the limo driver from the illustrious Howard Stern show. And of course, Ronnie is Howard's limo guy, and he's just like the coolest guy ever. And he is just loads of fun and trouble. And I always had a great relationship with Ronnie and loved him dearly and had a blast every time I was with Ronnie doing anything anywhere around the country at, you know, various events and parties and such. I used to just think so highly of Ronnie. He was just, he was lit. I mean, this guy was just completely on fire. He lives life to the fullest, believe me you. And he is just a gas to hang out with. And I've seen him, you know, do everything. His chick, you name it, I've seen it all. And I hadn't talked to Ronnie in a long time, right? Because I don't typically... you know, I'm not one to, you know, like go back and knob on anybody from our illustrious days at the Howard Stern channels. I'm just being honest. Like, Mavia knows it's true. I just move forward, man. I just do what I do. I went to CBS. I was there for a long time, and then I went to Sports Grid, and it is what it is. And I don't bother anybody. I don't, you know, get in the way of anything or people's careers and everything else. I just am friends with everybody. I'm friends with all those guys. And I, you know, when I saw a lot of the powerful suits in Los Angeles at the Super Bowl, like Ross Zapin and Eric Spitz and Steve Cohen and all the brass and a lot of the producers, I knew everybody, right, to a T. I knew every guy. I knew every person there. And I hadn't seen Ronnie in a long time, and I saw his Valentine's Day thread on Twitter, and I mean to tell you, Ronnie's just got his Twitter feed is just a debauchery. It's just TNA out of control, and I was like looking at it, and what's funny is I know, like, you know, 90% of the chicks on there, all these porn stars and everything, because I worked at Howard. And I met them all, and I became friends with a lot of them. And I'm cool with all of them. Whatever they got to do for a living, I'm down with it. I, you know, have at it. Get your hustle on. You know, you go, girl. And so when I saw his thread, Mafia, it was so funny to see just so many hot chicks naked and everything on his Twitter feed. And I was like, you know, I got to reach out to Roddy. So I did, and it didn't take very long. I mean, like a half an hour, he was already writing me back. And I just love Ronnie. He's just such a trip and such a freak. He's so funny. And I just love him. And it was great just to say hi and just get a response. And it, you know, I said, I miss you a lot. And he's like, I miss you too, man. And it was cool because we had a really cool thing going. And I love those dudes. And it was neat to just say hi to him tonight and get a response. And keep that friendship going, man. I just thought so highly of all those people. And, you know, I'm a big fan of everybody that works there. Gary, everybody, Sizzle, all the people that work. You know, Rasan works there. He does the wrap-up show. He used to work with us for a long time. And they got a great thing going and still going and still the, you know, king of all media. I love all those people. So it was cool being at the Sirius XM stage at the Super Bowl. It kind of brought back a lot of memories for me. Ross Sapin and those guys brought a lot of memories back. I told them to say hi to Howard for me and Beth. And my wife and I are friends with them. And I thought it was cool. And it was great to see everybody. I thought SiriusXM did us up in a big way by letting us do the TV show on their stage next to their elite talent. Like Mad Dog Russo was there doing shows and NFL radio. And we were right there with them. And I thought that was all very hip and big time. So that was cool. Anyway. So the Suns were up 9. Now they're up 3 with 9.5 minutes to go in the Valley. And the Clippers are giving them a game. And if you remember, Mafia, today on Coast to Coast, I rolled with the Clippers in that 12.5 spot. And I hit the Grizzlies as my number one play laying the 3.5. And I mean, there's a lot of bets tonight, obviously. I hit Dallas spread. You know, I hit a ton of college rack games as well. But the main ones that I was after in terms of the NBA, obviously, that Grizzlies hit for me at 121-109 over the Pelicans. And I hit the Timberwolves to win and the Hornets plus 6.5. And the Timberwolves beat them by 6. So I hit that spread as well. The one that burned me was the Sixers. I bet on them and they got raked by the Celtics. And then the Hawks beat the Cavs 124-116. That one hurt me. And now I've got the Suns going to win and the Clippers plus 12.5. I need that to convert for me. I really do. I mean, I really need it. And I got to tell you, I thought that they would, frankly, when they were down 9, I thought they looked gassed and that they were shot and that it was over and they were going to get beat by 15 to 17 points. When they were down 9, I thought it was going to go to 15 or 17. But sure enough, they've crawled back and they're down 3. They got Morris has 20. Batum has 18. Zubats has 11. Jackson has 10. And Covington only has 4. They need him to pick it up. Kennard has 9. And, you know, that's about the gist of it. But my thing is that, you know, the Suns are shooting poorly from 3, 26%, 5 of 19. Now, in that game, D-Book has 23, Bridges 16, Ayton and Paul have 10 apiece. I think... Coach Jimmy today said he needed Ayton to have 12 rebounds. He's got 10. He's got 10 and 10. But there's 9.5 minutes to go. He needs 2 rebounds. I think he can get that. But I need him to win by, 12 at most. I need the Clippers to hang in there. You know what I mean? Has there ever been a team, certainly not this year, that has been better at comebacks than the Clippers? Do you remember when they were down 35 to the Wizards and they came back and they effing won that game? I mean, that was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And here they are. They were down 9. It looked like it was over. Now they're down 3. It is what it is. They're in every game they play. And they played last night. They kicked the Warriors' ass last night. Now, tell me what you think, Mafia, because tomorrow the Warriors play the Nuggets in San Francisco. And I got to tell you, that game is very intriguing to me because they have not been playing good defense at all. And, I mean, Kerr said it, they haven't played good defense 7 games in a row. Do you think the Nuggets can beat the Warriors tomorrow night in San Francisco? Or at least cover?
Yeah, I'm thinking that they at least cover. I think they might win outright. You know, Jokic is playing, you know, MVP level right now. The Warriors are sluggish. They're not defending anybody. They're not playing, you know, the right way as a team right now. I think the Nuggets are playing better overall. You know, they just coming off some good wins here. I mean, not great teams in the Magic, the Raptors, Knicks, the Nets, but still 4 out of 5 playing well. Jokic doing it on both ends. I mean, that block the other day against the Raptors was awesome, the recovery that he made on that. Meanwhile, on the other side, Warriors losing 3 of 4 and, you know, losing to some bad teams, the Knicks and the Clippers. I think they are just, you know, in one of their slumps right now that you're going to get. You get those, even if you're a good team throughout the season, you're going to have your slumps. I think they're in one of it. It might be prime picking position for the Nuggets to get the win.
Do you think they, do you think the Nets beat the Knicks tomorrow night at the Garden?
Oh, yes, I do.
Kyrie, can Kyrie play in that game? I mean,
no, still New York. Anywhere
so
in New York.
In Brooklyn, he can't play in nowhere in New York. So he's not playing at the Garden tomorrow night, but they're going to play with, well, they still don't have Durant either, you know, but they're going to play with Seth Curry and Drummond. Do they?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The Knicks are losing to Portland. The Knicks are losing to bad teams. They are just terrible right now. They're not playing any defense. They're losing to Oklahoma City. I mean, come on. Let's see. What is it right now? 1, 2, 3. 7 of the last 8 and like 12, you know, something like 15 of 17 that they've lost here over the last month and a half. They are just in a free fall and they can't beat anybody. They're going to get their butts kicked even just by the new additions that the Nets have made.
Okay, so the last time they played him, it was 1-12-1-10 Nets. But the Nets have lost 8 straight on the road. And the Knicks are 14-21 against Eastern teams, 3-4 in games decided by 3 or fewer points. We already know, bottom line, Knicks are 2-8 in their last 10. Nets 1-9. They finally won last night. Barrett is out. Noel is out. Rose is out. Simmons is out. Harris is out. Durant is out. Kyrie is out. Christ. I mean, here's an idea. Stay away from that game. Just stay away from it. Jazz and Lakers tomorrow night in crypto. I mean, I got to take the Jazz. Hawks, Magic in Orlando. Hawks, Pistons, Celtics. Celtics will win their 10th straight. They're going to kill the Pistons. The Wizards and Pacers, I'd stay away from that. They both suck. Kings, Bulls in Chicago. Bulls. Grizzlies at home against the Blazers. Grizzlies. Raptors, T-Wolves. I think the T-Wolves can beat them. 2-point game now. Clippers down 2, 7 left. Spurs, Thunder, they both suck. I'd stay away from it. Rockets, Suns in Phoenix. I'm on the Suns there, obviously. That's easy money. And then Nuggets, Warriors. I think the Nuggets can cover the number. So now the Clippers get a call. They're going the other way, down 2 with under 7 to go. Down 2 with under 7 to go. Now, hockey. Kings lead the Oilers 1-0 at crypto right now in Lipstick City. The Penguins on a Letang overtime goal beat the Flyers 5-4. They were down 4-2 midway through the third. Blues 5-2 over the Senators. Lightning 6-3 over the Devils. Sabres 6-3 over the Islanders. Rangers in a shootout. Wild game beat the Bruins 2-1. Capitals 4-1 over the Predators. Flames 6-2 over the Jackets. Stars beat the Avs 4-1. There's the bet that cost everybody tonight. The Dallas went and beat Rado in Colorado in the thin air. Unbelievable that the Stars beat the Avs. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up from New York. The Clippers trying to give the Suns the business tonight in the Valley.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, so... tomorrow night, Mafia, the Panthers and Hurricanes play in the NHL in Raleigh. Both teams, 32 wins. The Panthers have, they're 32-10-5. Canes, 32-11-3. Panthers have 69 points. Canes have 67. Canes on home ice. Who do you like? That's a great game.
That is a great game, and while both these teams are awesome, I'm going to go Canes on the home ice. I think it's going to factor in that those last change, things like that. Those tiny things can make the difference in a game like this with two awesome teams.
Yeah, I'm going to go Stones, Onions. I'm going to take the Panthers on the road. These are both great teams. Go either way. How about this one? Avalanche and Golden Knights tomorrow night in Vegas. Avalanche 34 wins, lose to the Stars tonight. Golden Knights had the night off, 28 wins. They're playing in Vegas at T-Mobile. Who do you like?
I'll take the Knights. You know, that the night off is going to help in this battle against guys, you know, out in the West, who are pretty much the only two teams that really matter out West, right? And Colorado having to come off this loss here and, you know, move over there, go play the Golden Knights is not a good situation for them. I'm going to take the Knights.
All right, so at the half, San Jose State leads Nevada in Reno, 43-39. We're rooting against Nevada because they didn't invite us back to Reno, and we're going to do that forever. Also, San Diego State is going to beat Utah State. 10 seconds left, 75-54 Aztecs. And Irvine's up on UC San Diego by 6. They just beat him by 6, 56-50. All right, we'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. For Mavi, I'm Pharrell. Good night from New York.